So what kind of a place is Ecuador for journalists? One member of the local press says he and his colleagues face a weekly torrent of accusations and abuse from the president himself during his addresses to the nation. Human rights groups warn that since President Rafael Correa came to power, a number of journalists and publishers have been sued for defamation. Some have had their premises raided, and radio stations have been shut down. The political journalist Paul Zamora says if Julian Assange does make it to Ecuador, he should start lobbying for an end to the attacks on the press. Sarah Dingle reports.
Ecuador has agreed to protect Julian Assange, but it's not a country known for protecting its media. In fact, the government of Rafael Correa has become notorious for its mistreatment of local journalists. The Brazilian O Globo has called President Correa the champion of press repression. Paul Zamora is a political reporter for El Comercio, one of the country's largest daily newspapers. He told me in Spanish that to be an independent journalist in Ecuador is to be ready for personal attacks. He says President Correa every Saturday in his weekly addresses maintains an anti-journalist stance, which has made many city dwellers think they have the right to attack journalists when this shouldn't be the case. It's a difficult job every day. We have to confront in the street people who insult us and treat us as corrupt, because the president every Saturday calls us things like corrupt press, savage beasts, and once he called one journalist a horrible fat woman. The threats are far from idle. In 2010, Ecuadorian police rioted over pay issues. Angry officers apparently trapped the president in a hospital for several hours until he was rescued by the army during a gun battle. The newspaper El Universo published a column accusing the president of crimes against humanity because he'd ordered the military to open fire on the hospital without notice. President Correa sued the author and the newspaper's publishers for defamation, with the courts sentencing all four men to prison and ordering the paper to pay a fine of $40 million US. Paul Zamora says he and his colleagues also ran into real trouble while covering the El Universo judgment. That day, I had to cover the judgment outside court and I was almost assaulted. Luckily, there were police who stopped the aggression, but people were saying, "You're a journalist from El Comercio, you're corrupt, and people think they have a right to attack you." That same day, while I was covering the case, some of my colleagues were seen to be punched by Rafael Correa's militant supporters. The president pardoned the prison sentences, but not before one of the publishers of El Universo was granted asylum by Panama. In a national address in June, Rafael Correa attacked another journalist from El Universo, its general editor Gustavo Cortes, calling him evil. The World Today contacted Gustavo Cortes, who said he didn't wish to comment. Daniel Wilkinson is the Deputy Director for the Americas at Human Rights Watch.
This goes beyond responding to criticism. This is, lashing out and using the powers of the office to take over the national airwaves to condemn and criticize and threaten to sue and press criminal charges and in some case actually press them. And it creates a climate of intimidation and fear.
Concerns about press repression in Ecuador were even detailed in WikiLeaks cables. A 2009 cable said, quote, "President Correa's actions and the provisions of the new constitution present a serious challenge to Ecuadorian media and freedom of the press." Paul Zamora says if Julian Assange does arrive in the country, he hopes he'll become an advocate for freedom of speech in Ecuador.
Sarah Dingle.